All right. Some people would regard this as Black Sabbath's most awesome tune, Symptom of the Universe. Another track from the Nativity in Black, a tribute to Black Sabbath, and that came out in 1989? Yeah, something like that. I don't know what I'm talking about. Sepultura and of course from Brazil, who are doing well in the World Cup. So we're still kind of moving on with this World Cup theme, I guess. Yes, a Symptom of the Universe, a classic from 1975, Sabbath, and one of the other reasons, other than the World Cup, of course, is that we're going to have a Black Sabbath tribute at the White Hall on Saturday here in Vancouver. And I might get to it. I will be taking my earplugs because I guarantee it will be quite loud. Although the White Hall does have a pretty strict volume thing going on because they are literally next door to people's houses. It wasn't back in the day, but they built condos all around it, and now everybody complains, blah, blah, blah. You know what it sounds like. Bagley James Harvest in there, all the way from Manchester, and Time Honor Ghosts from 1976 and Beyond the Grave. You heard Van de Graaff Generator, When She Comes, from World Record, 1976. The Graham Brown Band, Let Me In, from 2018, local band here, and a track called Realize. We're going to play more from the Graham Brown Band in a bit. But we're going to carry on with something. It's kind of prog rocky, but in this particular style, done a little differently. A little bit more funky, a little bit more jazzy, maybe. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. I don't give it a name. It's just a thing. This is a version of Nights in White Satin by Deodato. It came out in 1973 on their second album. And, it's pretty interesting the way it goes. Enjoy. Thank you.
give it up. That's the I've got to give it up. I've got to give it up. Son didn't get far. He made it to the end of a bottle, sitting in a sleazy bar. He tried hard, but his spirit broke. He tried until he nearly choked. In the end, he lost his bottle, drinking alcohol. To paper, but I was frightened. I couldn't seem to get the words out right, right, quite right. Tell my sister I'm sinking slow. Now and then I powder my nose, but in the end I lost my bottle. It smashed in a Casbah. Up and it's wearing off. Drunk don't get you far. Tell my mama I'm coming home. And in my youth I'm getting old, and I think it's lost control. Mama, I'm coming home. Give it up. Give it up.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up. figure when she's walking down the street. Hit the quick, see you later. To all the guys she meets, I wanna hear her moan when I get her alone. When the action starts, you bet I gotta go home.
She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up. She's a wind up, wind up.
Her eyes say okay, but they don't mean what they say.
She's a wind up.
Yeah, Dr. Feelgood and a classic. She's a wind-up. A wind-up. What does that even mean? Well, if you listen to the lyrics, well, you know, it's certain types of ladies who like to lead you on, you know. You know that kind. Dr. Feelgood, classic, and She's a Wind-Up. That actually came out as a 45 that I picked up in the UK just recently when I was over there in April. Along with that Got to Give It Up thing from Thin Lizzy. It was a warning to everybody. That came out in 1979. It was basically Phil Lynott saying, I gotta give this shit up. Which he didn't do. So, and, you know, sadly led to his demise a few years later. And sad story, that is, that many of us already know. Red Rider, Breaking Curfew from 1986, and something called Young Thing, and that set off, you heard Deodato, Nights in White Satin from 1973. Of course, Nights in White Satin, originally done by Moody Blues, came out in 1967. Classic tune. All right, so, hey. It is just 23 past the hour here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Transatlantic Express. That's the name of the radio show. Look us up. We're on the internet. And you can find us on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on YouTube. All that stuff. I do try and put myself out there. Last week he played a live track from a session or a jam session that we have been having at the Village Pub in Champlain Heights every Wednesday for the past 2 years. As of last Wednesday this week, that has come to a close, and now we're down to one jam a week now at the Army and Navy on Kingsway. Although there are many jams in town, there's one on Tuesday at the Princeton. I'm looking for a Wednesday jam. I don't like the one at the Grandview Legion on Thursday. It's a bit big and a bit onerous. What else do we have? Yeah, we have lots of jams like Monday through Thursday. Even on Sunday, there's the Brownsville in Surrey. That's a good one, apparently, from what I've heard. But, doing lots of recording. So I have lots of tracks that I can still put out there in the world. You can find my band on Mr. M and the AllNighters.bandcamp.com. We're now out on Spotify and on Apple Music and all that stuff. So you can actually go and find us on there too. And there's a new version of a track that I just redid called Too Many Times is on there as well. All right, let's move along with the fella that I heard that he had passed away just recently, but it turns out it was all fake. Mr. Brian Ferry, that is, and his band Roxy Music. This is a track from originally from 1973, but this is a remaster from 1999 from the album Stranded, and it's something called Street Life right here on Transatlantic Express.
Calling on Thank you.